StormLakeRadio.com, and for halftime of Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon Football, Ryan Thompson getting together with PAC-LM cross country coach John Jamison. And John, you were last in action earlier this week on Monday at the OABCIG invite. If you could start by giving us a recap and your thoughts on how that day went for your teams.
We were down at Ida Grove on Monday. Weather was a little shaky. We had some wind, but it was a good opportunity for the kids to run. We've got rained out several times this year. Third time that our varsity girls have been in action this season. We had a couple pretty good teams to run against. Shenandoah came up from the south. They've been a ranked team all year, but our kids ran really well. The girls ran great and came out with a victory. Our boys squad is a pretty young group. We're led by one senior, Jared Hersom, and they're putting things together. We pretty much have a different number one runner every meet out, but we're getting better every time that we run.
Yeah, for your girls, a couple first-place finishes on the year, and several of the same young ladies that have been doing it for the last few years for Pocahontas area and now for PAC-LM. So if you could refresh our memories, we're familiar with a lot of the names, but who the girls are that are running for you.
Well, we've got a really solid group of senior girls. Grace Meyer, Faith Meyer, Ellie Ruffridge, Addie Dutcher, Bailey Vainrab, and Amanda Dornis. So 6 out of our 13 kids, girls that we have running right now are seniors. And they've been with the program. They're the kind of kids that show up every day. And, you know, several of those are 2 sports. They play volleyball also, but you really can't tell. We practice in the morning, and they show up ready to work. So it's a great group of kids to coach and work with.
Yeah, exactly. A few of them have to juggle cross country with volleyball, but they're making it work best they can. And as far as names on the boys squad, as you said, and I was looking at your OABCIG results, a very youthful team you possess there.
You know, it really is. We've got the one senior, Jared Hersom, who's been with the program for a few years, and he's shown a lot of great leadership. He's been a little more vocal this year, helping out, plan workouts and whatnot. And then with that group, like I said earlier, we've had pretty much a different number one runner every time, which has been, it's been nice for those kids because they work together and I think they're really finding themselves as a team, and we're going to have some success over the next few years. My juniors, I've got John Kirsch, Jacob Nath, Creighton Stauffer, Hunter Storms, probably going to leave somebody out. But and so that's, you know, those are a bunch of kids that have been battling the last couple of years. We had Caleb Rickey with us for a few years. He was a dominant runner in the area. And these kids have kind of tried to learn a little bit from what he left off. We do have 17 boys out, which is a really nice luxury. And like I said, there's only one senior in that group. So it's been a lot of fun working with them.
Now, you led the Lorenz Marathon teams in the past, and as you told me, you've been helping the squad the last couple of years. Anything in particular you've been trying to implement taking over leading the program this year?
Well, it was a great opportunity for me. I got to work with Mitch Hackbarth for the last 2 years, get to know the kids. Mitch moved on to another opportunity up at Spirit Lake, and this year I'm working with Wayne Sunken, who most know as the longtime Pocahontas area girls track coach. And I guess that the whole working together part of it has been the big positive for me. I think Mitch did a lot of the same things that I did, focus on all the kids getting better, working as a team, you know, that kind of stuff, and hoping that the success follows that. So Wayne's got a lot of the same ideas, and it's been really a good experience working with him. I've learned a lot, and you know, it makes it real easy to go to work.
Well, next up, John, Twin Lakes Conference meet right around the corner, Saturday in Gowrie.
Yes, it is. And the girls, you know, they've got at least 3 titles in a row that I know of, conference team titles. And yeah, They're definitely the favorites for that. We're pretty deep. I didn't mention Jill Vonnemy's name. Jill Jill ran track last year, and at the end of the year, she figured out she could run the 3,000, and she stepped in to be our number one runner this year. So that's been, you know, a huge find for us. We've also got Katie Birdie, Annika Dutcher, Molly Birdie, Riley Eisenbarth, and Alicia Vick, as well as Josie Summerlot, Roger's daughter, who's going to be coaching, you know, tonight. So It's been a great group of kids, and we're looking forward to the conference meet. All the kids are going to run varsity or JV, and looking forward to doing some great things.
Yeah, Jill's done real well. Finished first at your own invite a couple weeks ago, so been a nice addition. And then Thursday of next week, October 20th, the regional meet, as your girls want to punch a ticket back to state again. In Orange City, they'll be, I see, Boyden Hall Rock Valley and Okoboji, probably the other two top-line teams, and a conference rival in South Central Calhoun will be there too.
Yeah, they're, you never know what's going to happen, especially up there. Unity Christian and Western Christian are also pretty strong programs. We're going to have to be ready to go and defend the district title, but I think the girls are definitely up for it.
PAC-LM cross-country coach John Jamison joining us. Thanks a lot for the time, John, and all the best with the remaining meets.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate your support.
You're welcome. John Jamison joining us on StormLakeRadio.com and Mix 101.7.